January 6, 2015, 6 o'clock.
So I just hand them over, please.
Call to order the special board meeting for the Arizona City Fire District. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Start your engines, is that what we're supposed to say? I'd like to welcome our guests. Thank you guys for coming and being here for this special board meeting tonight. We don't have a fire chief's report, staff reports, none, correspondence, none, consent agenda, and we have none. And call to the public, I don't think we received anything in the way of call to the public, no yellow cards. And so we'll go right on to the new business. We received a letter from board member Brady. Actually, before I go on, I probably should do our roll call, shouldn't I?
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Since it's not on here. So present are Chairman Tim McCain, Clerk Bill Bailey, Board Member Betty Harding, Board Member Steve Brady, and Board Member Roger Taylor. All of us are present. And so we received a letter from Steve Brady, and I will read that, dated December 18th, 2015. To all that may concern, I, Stephen Brady, do tender this resignation from the Arizona City Fire District Governing Board. I do appreciate the cooperation I have received during my short time with this body. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the community. Somebody care to make a motion to accept Steve Brady's letter of resignation from the board?
Mr. Chairman, Bill Bailey, and with regret, I will make a motion that we accept the letter of resignation from Steve Brady, with a side note of thanking you very much for your service.
I'll second that.
And that was Betty Harding seconding. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Steve, we do thank you for your time on the board. You're a valued asset to our board, and we want to just a huge thank you for serving during your time, and hope that things go well with you and everything that you would do in the next year. So thank you very much.
Much thanks.
Appreciate you.
Don't go far.
And so just need to give that back to you.
Okay.
With that, we need to look at the possibility of appointing someone to fill his position. And we just filled a position just like last month and received two applicants at that time, Roger Taylor and Steve Ross. And so we can, according to Chief, we can take that application of Steve Ross and use that for the current position open. And so I'm just going to go ahead and make the motion that we appoint Steve Ross to fill that open position that would put him in place until 2018, which would then take care of our issue of the rotating of the board in and out. So the terms of the problems that we have, that we've had. So I'd like to make that motion. Would anyone care to second that motion?
I'd like to second that motion.
Okay. And any discussion? Anyone like to say anything before we vote?
Good to have Steve on board.
Thank you.
All right. And so take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. So that would be a 4-1. And Steve did not vote, although he could have, because he's still able to vote to the end of this meeting, correct?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
So with that, Steve, we'd like to welcome you to our board. And we will do the swearing in at the next meeting on the 20th, but he will be able to attend our conference coming up next weekend, so he'll be able to join us for that and get that all taken care of, so he is all legal right away with the classes that he has to take. All right. Is there anything else that we need to discuss? Because we can get out of here in record time. Look at this. I think
we said that'd be awesome. There is one item I think we wanted to discuss.
Did you want, okay.
Yeah, I did want to discuss, pleasure of the board, the way we're paying per diem to the board, I guess it is at this point. Apparently, somewhere back in time, the board decided to be magnanimous and rather than get paid on a travel day for per diem, because they stay one extra night, I think. And yeah, but we're not really staying one extra night. It's really, I don't get out till about 4:30 on my classes. So I guess as an old personnel guy, I always get bothered when people set up rules that are different between employees and those who make policy. And I just had a, and this goes back to when I was 23 years old, I worked with the director of the Board of Corrections in Idaho and was responsible for their policies and procedures. And I can remember him saying to me, don't ever make a policy and a procedure that gives the board members something that employees don't have. And don't ever make a policy that gives employees something that board members aren't entitled to also. Should be treated fairly right down the line. And so I guess, you know, I personally don't care about the $45 or whatever it is. But I just think it's best to have it on record that we actually have a policy that we're gonna follow on all seminars and that kind of thing. I don't know that I haven't found one yet. It's probably a little long for this meeting, but.
Well, as a point of order.
Sure.
Roger, I don't think this can even be discussed tonight because it is not on our agenda.
Okay.
That's true. I think it was just a discussion.
It was just a discussion point.
But we can't take action on it.
Yeah, I'm not. Right. Okay. I'm not trying to take action. I just wanted to bring this up.
I just wanted to make sure
the board can start thinking about
that.
Okay. Okay. We will definitely take it under consideration and possible talk about it in the future and make some decisions in the future.
And I can put it on the 20th, so we just
got okay.
I think that was just
okay. Our next regular business meeting, Wednesday, January 20th, 2016, at 6 p.m. The agenda items for that meeting need to be in when?
By January 12th.
By January 12th, which is just a few days away. So.
We have one item already.
Okay.
That's all I've received so far.
All right. With that, I believe we have done everything we need to do tonight. So we adjourn the meeting at 6:09.
That was quite good.